Those funky, menacing chords can only belong to one piece of music, West Side Story, the Leonard Bernstein Broadway musical that updated the Romeo and Juliet story into a world of gang warfare on the streets of post-war New York City. The concert suite from the musical has often been played by the Philadelphia Orchestra, though this week it's performing the music in a different incarnation, as an accompaniment to the 1961 Oscar-winning film Today and Tomorrow at the Kimmel Center. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports that the enterprise isn't nearly as simple as it looks.
Rarely, if ever, will you see the Philadelphia Orchestra wearing headsets in concert. Some of the players didn't even know which end was up. But they soon realized that the rhythmic clicks that are piped into their hypersensitive ears were life preservers in a sea of jazz rhythms and disturbing harmonies that explode in quick succession for the film soundtrack of West Side Story. Though the Philadelphia Orchestra has accompanied its share of films in live concert, West Side Story is quite another thing altogether, says production supervisor Steve Linder.
I would say this is the most complicated for a variety of reasons. Number one, musically, it's exceptionally difficult. This is a lot of music. It's 95 minutes of music, and it's also music that orchestra musicians know very well, but know in a very particular way. And this, you have to sort of throw out everything you've learned and relearn. Things that you assume go fast go slow, and things you assume go slow go fast. So it's a lot of it is learning process, and also the synchronization.
And then there's learning to follow the clicks. That was new to violinist Kim Fisher.
It's really exciting. It's really fun. Yeah, I mean, because it's something really different, and it's a little scary because we're not experts at it. I don't know yet. We're still trying to figure out if it gets slightly off, what we should do. If we should go with the click, or if we should go with what we hear, or of course, and then the connector is helping us a lot too. But Juliet Kang and I were talking earlier, and we were like, if there is a little discrepancy, I just look right over at her, and she's the boss.
Actually, the film is the boss, says conductor David Newman, son of the legendary film composer Alfred Newman.
The film is not going to follow you. You have to follow the film, and you can't be out of sync. And something like this, it's just deadly. So I bet if we had done this 10 years ago, they wouldn't have been so flexible, all these orchestras. Because I think in the last 10 or 15 years, most orchestras around the world have become much more inclusive in their vision of what they're doing. That includes, you know, all kinds of different modern music.
Why not leave well enough alone and simply show the film with a soundtrack everybody is used to? All sorts of classic films are having a new life, aren't they? Well, they're always connected to some sort of technological event, such as Titanic in 3D or digitally restored Lawrence of Arabia. West Side Story isn't best remembered for its look, but its sound. The problem is that in order to put a live orchestra with the film, the old orchestra had to be jettisoned. That required a specially developed computer program to separate the instruments from the voices. New orchestrations had to be made when the old ones couldn't be found, but they don't pretend to be exact, says Eleanor Sandreski, associate producer from the Leonard Bernstein office.
Because you can do things in a Hollywood soundstage that you can't ever replicate anywhere else. You know, you can have 6 pianos and 5 xylophones. That's what they did in various points, yeah.
And is that what we have at the Kimmel Center?
Absolutely not. I mean, where would you put them? For one thing. No, there's one piano. There are, I think, 3 xylophones.
Maybe that's all the film needs. In working with it, conductor David Newman has come to realize what a solid core the film has.
There's something about the movie when it's all together, the alchemy, it just works perfect. The tempo of the mambo in the movie is the perfect tempo. It has a different kind of vibe. It has a more inside vibe that actually works kind of with the choreography.
That alchemy is especially remarkable in light of the film's assemblage. At the outset, the original choreographer Jerome Robbins was directing. Natalie Wood was capably recording her songs with her own voice. Leonard Bernstein had every reason to believe his music would be heard at the tempos resembling the ones established in the Broadway show album. By the time the film came out, none of these things were true. Much of the music was recorded to fit the final cut. And that's how Hollywood works, says Sandreski.
The music is a secondary element, ultimately, no matter how much we love the music. it's subservient to what the editor wants. If the editor decides that he needs to lose a second here, then you either have to add more music or cut music, or you have to adjust the tempos somehow.
What makes people want to return to West Side Story again? Though the music contains some of the most famous melodies ever written, the score has something else, a constant undercurrent of danger. In fact, songs that seem like comic relief are the most disturbing of all.
Dear kindly judge, your honor, my parents treat me rough with all their marijuana. They won't give me a puff. They didn't want to have me, but somehow I was had. Leap on lizards, that's why I'm so bad.
Inside every song, there's something that tells you unspeakable tragedy is waiting outside the door. And there's a reason for that. David Newman says it comes down to a single, dissonant chord heard throughout the score.
The whole thing's gridded on an augmented fourth, which is the pitch that's in the middle. Almost everything is based on this augmented fourth in the score. It's one of the things that is so amazing about the score is its ability to narrate in this subliminal way this story and yet be really great abstract music. I can't think of anything else really like it. The raw, fresh youngness of it.
And modern. That's what hit me at Thursday's rehearsal. In no other Bernstein piece does one hear the many nights he spent in smoky jazz clubs listening to the likes of Charlie Parker. In no piece did Bernstein's amazing compositional ingenuity so selflessly serve its subject matter. In later years, Bernstein lamented that he was so exclusively known for West Side Story. But now that the world knows the totality of his output, West Side Story stands even taller. It's not just great, but generates both a sobering confrontation with realism while showing you the only way out of it. Though you're never really safe from anything in this world, life is first, last, and always redeemed by love.
The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns. With the film projected on a big screen above the stage, the Philadelphia Orchestra performs the music from West Side Story this evening at 8 and tomorrow afternoon at 2 at the Kimmel Center's Verizon Hall.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.